This is Q&A. Send us your question on 084-786-3132.
الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Peace be upon you, the mercy of Allah and His blessings on this 25th day of Jumad al-Ula 1447. The Zakat Nisab is 18,000 rands. The Mahar of Fatimi is 45,000 rands. The minimum Mahar for those following the Hanafi Mazhab is 900 rands. The Maliki is 300 rands. And the Shafi'is and Hanbalis is no minimum amount for the Mahar. A very warm welcome to the esteemed listener, Markaz Sahaba, online voice of the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, simulcast on Sirius FM in the East Rand, as well as on Radio Al Ansar. Well, do you remember the WhatsApp number for your questions if you're within the boundaries of South Africa? 084-786-3132. If you're out of South Africa, +27 84 786 3132. Mufti Sahab's email is akhussain@gmail.com. The Twitter is @akhussain. The website's muftiakhussain.net. MadkazSahaba.com, as well as DarulIman.co.za. With that, we take this opportunity and we welcome our esteemed Mufti Sahib, the directors, sound engineers, and the esteemed listeners that have tuned into this afternoon's Q&A program, brought to you by the Capital Group of Companies, solely and only for the pleasure of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mufti Sahib, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakallah khairan for joining us this afternoon.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum, Hafiz Wadi, and Jazakallahu khairan to all our technicians, Brother Dawood Monley, and then we have Yusuf Asmal, and here we have our lucky. Thank you very much to all of you. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. نحمده ونصلي على رسول الكريم أما بعد. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I'm reading to you from the Haaretz newspaper. And here in the starting right on top is written in red, ahead of Trump's meeting with MBS, Palestinian officials, Saudi Arabia won't normalize Israel ties with Netanyahu. IDF fires at UN pieces, IDF fires at UN peacekeepers from tank position in Lebanese territories. Now imagine they just shoot whoever they want to, according to the United Nations report. Iran's foreign minister, Tehran is no longer enriching uranium anywhere. 13 Israelis arrested in Hebron during weekend violence at Jewish religious festival. Netanyahu West Bank said the attacks to be addressed with full force. You see, now after all the damage, everything is done. They murder, they kill, they steal, and then they say with full force, just to fool the world. High Court rejects minister's pick to probe leak of Ghazan detainee abuse video. That is one. There are thousands of cases like that, whether it be children, whether it be women, whether it be men. Ruler Dawood wanted to change Israel's main Arab political body, but was left out. Almost 3 million Israelis unable to sufficiently afford food in 2024. So now, obviously, it will be worse than that. Thereafter, let's go here to the, that is the editorial. Let me just scroll down and see what they have here. So now here in the editorial they have, in the West Bank, the IDF only arrests those who come to protect Palestinians. For your information, O esteemed listeners of Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah and Radio Al Ansar International, those of you who've been to Aqsa, you know there's a masjid there in Hebron, Khalilur Rahman, Masjid Ibrahim Khalili. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam is buried there. Nabi Nabi Ishaq alayhi salam is buried there. Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam is buried there. And their honorable spouses. Now for the past 2-3 days it was closed. Why? Because the Jutlas are celebrating their festival and so forth. These are Jutlas, they are swines, they are pigs, they are monkeys and donkeys, and they are remembered dogs. All these words are used for them in the noble Quran. Therefore, we will not shy away from that. That is what the Quran tells us, and it is showing us who really they are, the haramis. Vetoing BB hurts Israel's liberal camp. Gideon Levy writes, for the current Israeli left, who needs a right? Hadass Lane, Benjamin Netanyahu is bullying me, the witness in this corruption trial. You see that this is a lady, Hadass Lane, and she is going to testify, or she testified already but might be called again, and now he's bullying her. That's his old tactic, we must remember. From other parts of the world, 4 or 5 things you should know. Number one is Iran is in dire straits, you must remember. They're trying now to do seeding rain, meaning that get some artificial rain and so forth. So obviously that will not solve the problem. So Tehran only has water, the capital of Iran, for maybe a week or two, and then it will be completely dry. Their reservoirs, they are only 2-3% full. So this is a punishment for the Kufa. Far Shias, they don't allow a single masjid for us, the Ahlu Sunnah, the Sunnis. And if anybody tells you they have a masjid, a proper masjid, you must remember is a Shia sympathizer or an ignorant or arrogant person and a moron. And you can tell him I said so. Number two is this as far as Saudi Arabia and all that goes. So he, MBS, will go there, pay billions of dollars to get arms and ammunition, and they'll never learn. You must remember all these Arab turnpot dictators, they think America will give them security, so they pay, you know, when you have a bully in the town, in the city, so you pay them protection fees. So this is protection fees. So make sure you, America, Israel, don't attack us and so forth and so on and all that. And then the third one is India. You must remember Modi and them in Bihar. Bihar is Muslim majority, and 74 million people had the right to vote, and then they tell you that Modi and his BJP, you must remember, they won the elections and so forth and so on, so like a landslide victory. But they didn't tell you how they disenfranchised the Muslims. Millions of them, names were removed from the ballot, you understood, and from the electoral roll and so forth. So that's why you call that dandli in Hindi and Urdu. Unhone khub dandli ki. Haramis, remember that, the Jutlas, the Jews and the Mushrikeen, the idol worshippers, Hindus, Buddhists, our arch enemy, worst enemy, chapter 5, verse number 82, the last verse of the 6 Supara, the 6 Jews, لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودِ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. So remember, your worst enemies will be for Muslims, the Jews, and the idol worshippers, Hindus, and so forth. One more item, you see, yesterday I met senior counsel, and I met, you understand, lawyers and what have you. So, mashallah, we find that they're preparing now a docket and so forth against Modi. When Modi comes here, he's expected Thursday, Friday, he must be arrested according to our leaders. You must remember the Muslim leaders and lawyers and so forth and so on. He's not welcome to South Africa. And likewise, you must remember the Kashmiri brothers and so forth of India, and who are very, very active, they want, you must remember, that Modi also must be arrested. So it shows they're all working in that way there. Another harami will be coming is Egypt. You must remember Sisi, another Pakka Murtad harami. So the last time he didn't come because he feared arrest and so forth and so on. So anyway, they're expecting between 50, 60 heads of state, but America is not sending anybody. We say good riddance to you, haramis. China, the head is not coming. They'll send representatives. And remember that Russia won't come, Putin won't come. He'll send representatives. And Mexico, Argentina, they're good for nothing because you must remember of the World Cup and so forth. And Argentina, because of the bailout and so so forth, they won't come. We say, go to hell. Remember that. We don't need you here. And then remember, if you go to Johannesburg, we were there Friday with Haji Ahmed Abdi. You will see the cleaning up operation everywhere. You must remember that. So for the G20 and so forth. But I like the one caption I saw in the Citizen. It's like putting lipstick on the pig. You must remember that. Lipstick on the pig. So that's exactly what it is. You must remember that. If you go just on the periphery of Johannesburg, on the outskirts, you will see the potholes, you will see the dirt, the lights are not working, some places no water, and so forth and so on. But anyway, we still love our South Africa, and may Almighty Allah protect us all. فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is the best protector, and He Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is the most merciful one to show mercy. One more item. People are contacting me. I got clothing to give the Palestinians. One shepherd sent me a message and a WhatsApp. I need a driver. Can I employ these Palestinians? All these questions here, you must remember, you must send to him, Dr. Imtiaz Suleiman and the Women's Forum and all of them. They are right in front and they know really what is happening. So remember these things here. You're asking me where I must give their clothing on. You contact them, the gift of the givers, and they will tell you where they are based, what is being done, and that they will be given refugee status. I spoke to senior council yesterday. So inshallah, they will be staying here for a long period, inshallah, so we all can contribute and assist them. We all know they've been through so much. And another point you must remember, we sent it out. There's an organization there in Europe, you see, and they go as much Europe, MAJD. So these are working 100% with the Israelis, the Zionists, the terrorists, the murderers, the war criminals, and they were responsible for all this. They're calling it a mysterious trip to South Africa. There's no mystery about it. They wanted to humiliate. They ate the ANC because the ANC and the government took them to the ICJ. So that is why. But the whole thing boomerang. They came to the best country in the world as far as hospitality goes. So how much ikram and hospitality South African Muslims and people will do for them? No country in the world will do that. So they came to the best place, you see that. But we still make dua. They must become part of the army, and we become part of the army to liberate Palestine. That must be our end goal, inshallah Aziz. And Mufti Advocate Imran Wauda wrote a whole article on this. Well done to Mufti Saab, Advocate Saab. He really put everything in the correct perspective. So that's what we need. You must remember, everything should be done but in a proper perspective, not just emotionally and so forth. May Almighty Allah Jalla Wala grant our Mujahideen victory, protect Masjidul Aqsa, the Haramain Sharifain, and all our Masajid throughout the world. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen.
Jazakallah khairan for that. Mufti Saab, there's heavy rains here in Durban and surrounding areas. Is there a specific dua to read when it rains excessively?
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. We had rain here also, and they're expecting more rain here in the Gauteng region. And just now I heard the news about Natal, Durban also. So it looks like in Pumalanga also, they say they're expecting a lot of torrential rains and so forth. When we study the Ahadith compilations, we find five different du'as, and everyone is authentic. Either Bukhari, Muslim, Mishkat Sharif, Mustadi Ahmad, and so forth and so on. Whilst it's raining, so then read, Allahumma swayyiban nafi'a, swayyiban with the sword. Oh beloved Allah, swayyiban, that let this rain be nafi'a, beneficial rain. We know how much havoc, how much damage the rain can cause, tsunami and floods and so forth. So we say, Allahumma swayyiban nafi'a, authentic hadith, Mishkat Sharif, Mustadi Ahmad and so forth. Number two is this, if you're experiencing too much rain, like your question was of Iswadi, then read the following dua, three words, Allahumma hawalayna wala alayna. Allahumma hawalayna. Oh beloved Allah, send the rain, but don't send the rain to our town, our city. Send it around us where there's an acute shortage of water and rain and so forth. For example, Tehran and so forth, you see. So send it to such countries and the people, the children, the animals, everybody is suffering. Allahumma hawalayna. hawalayna wala alayna. Send it around us and not upon us. So, so beautiful, comprehensive dua. Open Bulughul Maram, Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad. Every hadith kitab almost you will find it. So that's the second one. Third one, when it just starts drizzling. When I went now for Zuhur Salat, it was still drizzling here. And when I came back also drizzling. So you just take your hand out, your fingers out, and then you read the dua. Learn this dua, it's authentic, mentioned in Muslim Sharif. Hadithu ahadin bi Rabbi. Hadithu ahadin bi Rabbi. So, Ya Allah, this is your latest bounty coming to you, coming to us from you, O Almighty Allah. So, that is the fourth one. You see that? So, number one, Allahumma sahib al nafiya. Then you have, remember, Allahumma hawalayna wala alayna. And then the third one, you will have Hadithu ahadin bi Rabbi. So, that is, that when is this drizzling and so forth. Fourth one, when it is, you must remember that now peak shortage. You see Thursday in the whole of Saudi Arabia, that the major town cities, they read Salatul Istisqa, and it rained also in Medina, and that on Friday and yesterday also. So you read Allahumma aghithna, Allahumma aghithna, Allahumma aghithna. And when the shortage of rain, you read Istighfar, Quran says. Chapter 71, verses 10, 11, 12, 13. Istaghfiru Rabbakum innahu kana ghaffara yursil as-samaa alaykum midrara. Make abundant istighfar and Allah will send the beneficial rain. Wa yumdidukum bi amwali wa baneen. Allah will increase the wealth for you and Allah will bless you with pious good children. These are the worldly benefits. Wa yaj'al lakum jannati wa yaj'al lakum anhara. So Allah Ta'ala will grant us Jannat al-Firdaus and the stream and the rivulets of Jannah through His grace and mercy and benevolence. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen.
Surah number 37, Surah Saffat. Is there any special significance of reading Ayah 180, Subhana Rabbika Rabbil Izzati Amma Yusifun?
Remember Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala and whose riwayat and hadith that when a person makes dua, then in the ending read it and then you will receive the maximum reward and the optimum reward and your duas also be accepted. Therefore, when you translate the khutbahs of the imam or of the haram and you hear it, then you will hear, I think even now, when Yasir Dawsari delivered his khutbah this Friday, yeah, he spoke about Birrul Walidain. I'm not 100% sure now, but I think that he ended it on that. Even today's many a time, you will hear them in the ending of the khutbah because they were making dua, and then in the ending they say, Subhana Rabbika Rabbil Izzati Amma Yusifun, Wa Salamun Al Mursaleen, Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. So that is the reason for it, and it's authentic. So we also should do three things. Number one, when we start our dua, praise Almighty Allah Jalla Wala in the beginning of our supplication. Then read Durood Sharif Salawat upon Nabiul Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And then beg Almighty Allah Jalla Wala for our needs, provided it's permissible and so forth. You can't go say, Ya Allah, let that person's marriage break and I want to make her my girlfriend and so forth. And so obviously all that is haram. So remember, it must be permissible to us. And fourth one is, you must remember that Subhana Rabbika Rabbil Izzati Amma Yusifun in the ending. You can read Durood Sharif again in the ending and complete your dua like that. So that is excellent. Remember that. And always you yourself, even if you are making dua individually, say Ameen, Ameen, Ameen. Collectively you making, so say Ameen, Ameen. Very good. Allahumma stajib dua ana. O beloved Allah, accept our supplication and our duas.
Which of Allah's name to recite, it feels like everything is going wrong at work for me.
Remember, in life always there will be challenges. We human beings are such, is our nature this. If everything goes according to our worm's fancies and desires, then what Allah Ta'ala says? وَلَوْ بَسَطَ اللَّهُ رِزْقَ لِبَادِهِ لَبَغَوْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. You see, if Almighty Allah Jalla Wala had to make every person a millionaire, billionaire, trillionaire, and Allah could have done that. Allah is Qadir Mutlak, in His khazana, in His treasures, there is no. limitation or anything. So if he wanted to, he could have done that. There's no question about that. But what would happen to this human being? لَبَغَوْ فِي الْأَرْضِ Then they would become rebels to one another. And they would tell you, why should I work for you? Remember that I'm a millionaire myself, and so forth and so on. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala made this system a divine system, that some people are rich, some people are poor, some people will be the employers, some will be the employees. So that is the system, and all this is mentioned in the Quran. Open chapter 42, Surah to Shura, the consultation and the meeting, and verse number 27, and you will find Allah states, Wallow, hypothetically, Basatallahu rizqa li ibadihi. If Almighty Allah to give each one of you million, billion, trillions, labaghaw fil ardi, then you should have become, they should become rebellious on this earth. You should create bigger wars and so forth. So what Allah Ta'ala says, Nahnu qasamna bainahum ma'ishatahum fil hayati dunya. That we have distributed their livelihood here on this worldly life. وَرَفَعْنَا بَعْضَهُمْ فَوْقَ بَعْضٍ دَرَجَاتٍ We elevated some people over others. Some are millionaires, billionaires, trillionaires. Some are paupers, some are middle class, some are poor. So why? لِيَتَّخِذَ بَعْضُهُمْ بَعْضًا سُفُرِيًّا So some of them will work for others and so forth and so on. So that is the mercy of Almighty Allah. وَرَحْمَةُ رَبِّكَ خَيْرٌ مِمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ And the mercy of your sustainer, nourisher is better than whatever they accumulated materially and so forth. Surah Zukhruf. Zukhruf means gold and shining and glittering. So chapter number 43 and verse number 32. So everything you will find in the Quran Sharif and Sunnah Mubarakah. So what must you do, brother? Everything is going negative. That's what you're saying. So you keep on reading the 99 names of Allah Jalla Wala daily. Did you read the 99 names today? You haven't done so after Q&A. You read it. So make a time, especially. So I know my time is after Fajr now, because summer, you see, so Fajr is early. So therefore now I must read that 99 names. So then Quran says, chapter 7, verse 180, وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَادْعُوهُ بِهَا Almighty Allah has wonderful, beautiful names. So invoke and call Almighty Allah Jalla Wala by His beautiful names, you see that. And then two ahadith, three ahadith I must mention. Number one, that man hafizaha dakhala al-jannah. Whosoever by hearts the 99 names of Allah Jalla Wala, he will enter Jannah and Paradise, the hadith in Bukhari Sharif. And you look inside. Now we can't remember all. So look inside, take you less than 5 minutes. If you read it daily, Man Ahsaha Dakhal al-Jannah hadith in Tirmidhi. And you know we were speaking there about the rain. Now the rain came and now it stopped. So hadith in Bukhari Sharif, after it rains and then it stops, say, مُطِرْنَا بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَرَحْمَتِهِ Matar, matar is rain. So yeah, مُطِرْنَا وَتَطَوْ مُطِرْنَا بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَرَحْمَتِهِ Hadith Bukhari Sharif. It rained upon us with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So it's like a form of shukr and gratefulness, thankfulness to Almighty Allah. Every droplet is a bounty from you, O Almighty Allah. For that one drop, we can't pay you enough and be thankful enough. So everything happens with the will and decree of Allah. Now you, brother, negative, read, Ya Fattahu, Ya Fattahu, Ya Allah, open all the doors for me that are good for me, and remove all the obstacles and impediments of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So you must say that, you see, and read, Ya Wahhabu, Ya Wahhabu, Ya Wahhab, Ya Allah, you are the best of giver, give me that which is permissible, which is good, and so forth. So inshallah, you read your 5 daily salat in the masjid with jamaat for the men, you the women at home on time, and you read the 99 names of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala daily, and daily give out charity, whether it's 1 rand, 2 rand, or whether it is a packet of biscuits or whatever. So in that way there, Allah Jalla Wala's mercy will envelope you, and you and your wife and children, all of you should learn the Sayyidina's Bahad, chapter 7, verse 151, وَدَخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكْ وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Oh, beloved Allah, you include us in your special mercy, whilst وَوْحَالِيَا, whilst you alone, exclusively, أَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ, whilst you alone, exclusively, are the most merciful one to show mercy. So the life will turn, kaya palat jayega. Remember that tables will turn. Quran teaches us that. Chapter 94 and verses 5 and 6. فَإِنَّمَا الْأُسْرِ يُسْرًا. إِنَّمَا الْأُسْرِ يُسْرًا. After difficulty comes ease. After difficulty comes relief. If you understand the balagha, the rhetoric, the beauty, the style, the diction of the noble Quran, study that verse. فَإِنَّمَا الْأُسْرِ يُسْرًا. Innama al usri yusra. Where Allah speaks of usr, calamity, disaster, catastrophe, Allah used alif lam. So that catastrophe, disaster is the same one. But when Allah spoke of the ease and the relief, Allah Ta'ala said yusra. That's a common noun. So for every one calamity, there'll be double the relief and ease. La yaghliba usrun yusrain. So that is the hadith you will find under that verse. They're open, Ibn Kathir and all of them, Tafsir Qurtubi and so forth. So one disaster cannot overpower two reliefs which come to us from Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So that also is a blessing in disguise. So we come nearer and closer to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala.
Next message says, Mufti Sahib, before I got married, my parents bought me a car. Now that I'm married, they refuse to give me their car and they use it for their own use, Mufti Sahib. What's the Islamic verdict on this?
There are two, three different scenarios. Number one, when you say your father gave you a car before you got married, right, and so forth. So now you were still a Bakira, virgin, what have you, all that. So now if that car was already transferred to your name, or it was on your father's name, but he gave it to you, he gave the keys, everything to you, all the members in the family knew that this car belongs to you, so then that car belongs to you. Remember that. Then subsequently, that you got married and so forth. So now they told you, no, that we're taking this car back because you can't drive or you are married or whatever the reason might be. I'm just thinking out of my head. So remember that. So that is not right. So you must remember, if they gave that car to you and so forth, then it belongs to you. Even for the parents to take it back, remember, it's not right in Islam. So you must give it back to your daughter or reimburse her in cash and what have you and so forth and so on. So remember, if they just told you, sometimes you know parents, that they just make like, you know, kali, spaza, just to make you happy. That they told you that this jewelry is yours, this house is yours, the shop is yours, but nor was it transferred, nor was it really given to you, and so forth and so on. So in a case like that, then you, O Beti, O Sahibzadi, O Ladli, O daughter, you have no claim on that car. It belongs to your father and them. You must remember that. So it just depends what really happened and so forth. I just try and answer it from all different perspectives. So then we cover all, because we don't know what exactly were the circumstances and so forth and so on. When a person gives hiba, I give Hafiz Wadi a pen. I give Hafiz Wadi a book, or whatever example. I'm not going to give now. We're sitting there when I'm sitting here. So remember that. So for the gift to be valid, so he, Hafiz Wadi, must take possession of it. Second one is this, I cannot stipulate any conditions on it. So now if I gave a car to my brother, to my daughter, to my parent, or whatever, so it must be on their name, or you give it to them, you give the keys, everything to them, and so forth and so on. So that will be considered that you are the owner and you cannot make any conditions. That, for example, you can't tell them, you can't tell your son, daughter, whoever, that this car I'm giving you, but you cannot sell it. This car I'm giving you, but nobody else can drive it, only you must drive it. So all these type of conditions in hiba and gift will be waived off and fall away. So a gift is such, you give it to the giftee, to the recipient. He or she must take possession of it. And the person giving giving the gift, the wahib, the donor, the giver person giving, he cannot stipulate any conditions. So we should know the basic rules regarding hiba and gifts and so forth. Your hubby, you should give your wife now and then gift. Not only mahar time and say 5,000 rand, 20,000 rand, 50,000 rand and so forth. And for next 5 years, 10 years, nothing. No. Now and then you must take your wife, you see. Come, I take you here, take you there, you see that? Because you're dreaming to go this place, that place. Not haram places, permissible places. And or you give her cash or you give her some, you understand, dress or shoes or whatever she likes. You know, women, they love bags and they love shoes and whatever you. So tahaddu tahabbu, hadith in Bayhaqi. Give gifts to one another and that will generate mutual love. And then when you're very close, husband-wife relationship, parents, children, and so forth, siblings. So when you give the gift to one another, فَإِنَّ الْهَدِيَّةَ تُذْهِبُ الدَّغَائِنِ, then the gifts will remove the malice, rancor, and hatred. Just see رَحْمَةُ لِلْعَالَمِينَ صلى الله عليه وسلم teaching us how we can make the negative into a positive, inshallah. Allah Jalla wa'ala grant us all tawfiq.
Prayer to Mufti Sahib, time for a break, and after the break we continue the Q&A program. Do remember, Sunday is the Q&A program. It's from 2 p.m. right until 4 p.m. Monday nights from 8 p.m. until 10 p.m. We'll be back shortly.
This is Q&A. Send us your question on 084-786-3132.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And continuing with this afternoon's Q&A program brought to you by the Capital Group of Companies, Sony and Uni, for the pleasure of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mufti Sahib, this person says, we are going for Umrah and I cannot find an ihram for my 9-year-old son. Can use a white towel, but it's got cotton sewing on it, Mufti Sahib.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Before we answer the ihram question, here's some news, very interesting. Palestinians reeling under winter rains as Israel blocks Gaza shelter supplies. You see that? So these are the Jutlas, a cursed nation. What Hitler did was right, remember that. And today you can see them doing the same things, charging exorbitant interest to the people, teaching the people that become homosexuals and join the gay brigade and pornography and all this haram activity. They started all this in Germany. So Hitler said, I'm not going to allow this here. And then he gave them a good threshing, which was the right thing to do. Russia, Ukraine, list of key events, day 1361, you see that? So there also Putin is giving them a good threshing, and we 100% agree with Putin there also. So from river erosion in Bangladesh to protest in Mexico, so they have big problems there in Bangladesh. You know, for you Muslims, so remember this year, we say 100% the Qadianis are non-Muslims. So there, the big protests are going on in Bangladesh, the ulama and the people marching, protesting, the government must say that the Qadianis can stay there in Bangladesh, but as a minority, as kuffar and non-Muslims. They must not be allowed to build masjids and mosques and so forth, whether they call themselves Qadianis or Ahmadis and so forth. So that's also very important. Violence, torture in Israeli prisons entrenched over years and years. You see that? So if you want all this, I'm reading from the Jazeera, the print news. You see that? Violence, torture in Israeli prisons entrenched over years. Men tells Al Jazeera, he left Gaza through Al-Majd displacement flight. You see that? So there's Majd Haramis. So any one of you know the people of Majd or they want contribution, you must not give them a cent. We must name them, shame them, and nail them. They're working in cahoots with the apartheid Israeli terrorist regime. And we must know. Then Muhammad Mahathir, you know, Malaysia, he must be almost 100 now, 90s and plus, well in his 90s. Israel cannot be trusted on Gaza ceasefire. 100%, you must remember. Thousands march in Brazil town hosting COP 30, you know, for climate justice and so forth. So this week you will see how many people will be marching here in Sandton and so forth and so on. 4 people killed after 2 boats carrying migrants capsized off Libya's coast. You know, people want a better life. So they take chances. They just go in these dinghies and small boats and what have you. And they think they'll reach Europe and get asylum. And then they lose. Hundreds and thousands of them lost their lives in the past decades. U.S. lawmaker Marjorie Taylor Greene, she's a lady, right? U.S. lawmaker Marjorie Taylor Greene blames Trump for threats after split. You see that? So now she was one of the cheerleaders. She was one of the main supporters of Trump and so forth. And the movement, MAGA, Make America Great Again, she was leading that. But now she's so critical of Trump. She says what you're allowing to be done there in Gaza is unacceptable. What you are doing there in Venezuela is unacceptable. These tariffs are unacceptable. So many things, and publicly, and she belongs to the same party. So Trump is seeing stars, daytime already, the harami. So this is Allah Ta'ala's system. تَحْسَبُهُمْ جَمِيعًا وَقُلُوبُهُمْ شَتَّى. You think that they are united, but remember, their hearts are totally fragmented. Men say shadowy group sending Palestinians out of Gaza has Israeli support. So there you have it. Israel attacks kill 3 in Gaza, teen shot dead in West Bank raids. You see, it's becoming a normal thing now that every day we have to kill, kill, kill. Every day we have to steal, steal, steal. That is Jutla, Jew, remember, that cursed nation, the scum of the earth. 109 countries they were kicked out from, if you study their history. So remember, they'll be kicked out from Palestine and occupied Palestine also. Thousands of them, 1-2 million already packed up and left, you see. So it's only these Arab idiots and murtads and munafiqeen and haramis that want to go into the Abrahamic Accord and make peace with Israel and so forth. Israel is a spent entity, and in our lifetime, inshallah, will be wiped off the surface of this earth bifadlillahi wa rahmati, as our leader Sheikh Ahmad Yasin of Hamas Nawwarallahu Marqadahu said, in 2027, Zawalu Israel. By 2027, they'll be gone, inshallah. So we make dua, it can happen sooner also, maybe 2026, otherwise 2027 also is fine. So inshallah, I'm not saying you must believe in it, it's just he expressed an opinion, you must remember. It's got nothing to do that Quran said so, or Hadith said so, or Sahaba said so. It's just an opinion that he expressed, so you should know. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So mashallah, you're going with your son, and now he's 9 years old. He is elated, delighted, but you can't fasten and fight the ihram for him. So very easy, you get a big bath towel, you know, white color, or even other color, blue or green or whatever, and you just cut it, mashallah, and make that ihram for him. You know, a lungi, I sleep with lungi day and night, you must remember that. Afternoon when I sleep, I wear a lungi, you see. Like now when I finish 4 o'clock, then I'll go sleep for 1 hour before Asr, you see. So I must sleep in the afternoon so I can function at night. So I must wear my lungi. So I find it very comfortable. And nighttime also. And the wind comes in. Hafiz Wadi, I don't think you wear lungi. I must give you one lungi as a present. It'll be good for you. So then, inshallah, when you go for ihram, then you'll know what how to do it. Lungi is a sarong. It's just like a towel, and it's got stitch there. So never mind it. Got, now, you see, you people are a little bit naive and simple, Simon. So there in the books is written, you can't wear stitched clothes. Stitched clothes does not mean literally. It means you can't wear normal clothes. Like now I'm sitting here, I took out my kurta, it's too hot. I got my vest on, I got my trouser on, all that. So you can't wear these kind of clothes. You can't wear shirt, you can't wear trouser, you can't wear underwear, you can't wear kurta, all that. That's the meaning of it. So that is what it means, that al-mal, libasul makhit, and so forth. That stitched clothes don't mean literal meaning and so forth. So if you want, you just take your understood a towel, or you buy material and so forth. All that, whatever it is, fine, no problem. It's better it's white, but it's not compulsory it must be white. So 1-2 times when I perform Umrah Hajj, deliberately I wore my lungi, you see, in ihram. So sometime I used to do actions in Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwara, Mina, Arafat, and Muzdalifah to ta'aliman lil ummah, to teach the jahil ummah. Majority don't know whether they're coming or going. So I just wear my lungi, I say, come on, labbaik Allahumma labbaik, we're going now. You see that? So they ask you, how come you got green on? Or how come you got brown on? Or whatever lungi I have. So remember that. So that is totally permissible. There's no problem with that. So sometime you must do that which is mafdool. Afdal is white. Mafdool, you wear blue or maroon or brown or whatever. So in that way, to teach the ummah also. So that is totally. And your son telling him he must learn the labbaik from now. All of you going for umrah now, November, December. So learn the labbaik properly. Labbaik Allahumma labbaik. Labbaik la sharika laka labbaik. Inna alhamda wa ni'mata laka wal mulk. La sharika lak. You see that? There's one youngster, he's in Petersburg, Polokwane. He contacted me after 10, 15 years. So I told him, but you know, there was a youngster, and because that time he was very handsome, this youngster, he came with his parents. So I saw him there, and I told him, come here in front in the bus. What I read, you must read. What I read, you must read. Then he by heart it. Then I gave him the mic. I said, now you read, and the people. So after that, he became a Molvi, and he became Hafiz, and he became all that, you see that. So I said, you're the same one. He said, I'm the same one. I said, Subhanallah. You see that? So from now we must increase that. And you the man, Al-Ajju, you must read the labbaik loudly. Hadith in Tirmidhi. Woman must read it softly. So it's authentic hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. See?
Sahab, what must you do if you cannot remember if you read a surah after Surah Fatiha or not?
So remember, first of all, Bayanul Madahib. May yuridillahu bihi khayran yufaqihu fi deen. Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the rawi, the reporter. He is the only sahabi who ruled this ummah for almost 20 years, 19 and a half years, you see that? From the year 41 right up to the year 60. So remember, Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu became the Khalifa after the martyrdom of his father, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu warda. Abdul Rahman bin Muljim, the Shia, the Khawariji, the enemy, and Jahannami. So he martyred Sayyidina Ali, 17th Ramadan, and it was the 40th year of the Hijrah. And O Ummah, O Radio Ansar International and New Sirius FM, Marqa Sahaba, do you know what were the last words of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu? The blood is oozing out and gushing out after he was stabbed and assassinated. And he says loudly, Fuztu wa Rabbil Kaaba. Fuztu wa Rabbil Kaaba. I am successful. I took an oath on the possessor, owner of the Baytullah Kaaba Musharrafa. Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu becomes the Khalifa. And Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu prophecy must take place. The hadith in Bukhari Sharif. When the Master alayhi salatu salam demise took place, Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussain were 8, 9 years old respectively, you understand? 7, 8, 9 years old in that category. So anyway, then Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu sallam in Medina Munawwara, whilst delivering, rendering advice to the Sahaba, looked at him, Sayyidina Hassan, and said, Inna ibn hadha sayyidun, that this grandson of mine is a leader, a sayyid. لَأَلَّ اللَّهَ أَن يُسْلِحَ بِهِ بَيْنَ فِيَتَيْنِ عَظِيمَتَيْنِ مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ Allah Jalla Wala will use him to bring about reconciliation in this ummah. After 6 months, he resigns. So you count now, Ramadan, right? So this was 17. So now you say Shawwal, then you say Zulqa'da, then you say Zulhijjah, then you say Muharram, Safar, Rabiul Awwal. So in Rabiul Awwal, remember the 41st year after the Hijrah, then he resigned and he went from there Iraq. He goes to Damish, Damascus, and he says, you Khalifa Amirul Mu'mineen, you take over everything. So he played a pivotal role and the Ummah was united under one ruler, one Khalifa, and that is Muawiyah bin Abi Sufyan radiallahu anhuma. So father, son, all of them Sahaba. You see that? Great, great qualities. Then on the 22nd of Rajab, in the 60th year of the Hijrah, he passes away. Who? Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala. So Muawiyah radiallahu anhu is the reporter of this hadith in Bukhari Sharif. May yuridillahu bihi khayra yufaqihu fi deen. Whosoever Almighty Allah decrees goodness for that person, Allah will give him a deep, profound understanding of deen of Islam. Not just scratching the surface. You will go right into the ocean of knowledge. Bahrun la sahila lahu. anhu, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, was not even baligh when Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam performed Hajjatul Wida, as mentioned in Bukhari Sharif in the 10th year of the Hijrah. So now he's 11 years old, 12 years old, like that. And then what you find, in the year 68, he passes away there in Taif. Muhammad bin Hanafiya, the not Sahabi, the Tabi'i, son of Sayyidina Ali, performed his Salatul Janaza in Taif. And the people remembered him, Bahrul Ulum, the ocean of knowledge. So may yuridillahu bi khayran yufaqihu fid din. So you must understand tafaqquh fid din, Quran says. Liyatafaqqahu fid din wal yunziru qawmahum idha rajawu ila. So now Surah Fatiha, Shafi is say first, every letter, every word is first. If you miss out one letter, your salat is null and void. Whether it be Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, that's one ayat going to Shafi's, and then the other six verses, Sirat al-Ladina an'amta alayhim ghayril maghdubi alayhim waladdallin. So that's one verse. Hanafi say you start from Alhamdulillah and Sirat al-Ladina an'amta alayhim, that's verse 6, and then ghayril maghdubi alayhim waladdallin, that's 7. Anyway, that is academic discussion. So now the question arises, the person is not sure whether he read a surah after Surah Fatiha or not. So ma zada ala al-Fatiha, to read a surah after Surah Fatiha, according to Shafi's, Maliki's, Ambali's and majority scholars, is sunnah. So you read waladdallin, ameen, and you said Allahu Akbar, your salat is valid. According to who? Shafi's, Maliki's, Hanbali's and them. So you should know that. Hanafi say that to read Surah Fatiha and a surah in every rakat is wajib, compulsory. And whether it is your witr salat, whether it is your sunnat salat, whether it is your nafil salat. And in your first salat, you must remember in the first two rakats, you have to read the Surah Fatiha and surah. So if you're following the Hanafi school and you're not sure and so forth whether you read the surah or not, after you read Surah Fatiha, just make sajda yasahu in the ending and your salat is valid, there's no problem. And if the problem is recurring, occurring very often, so daily when you raise your hands, read two rakat salat also and then make dua, make two duas. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al walahan. Not Wuhan. Wuhan is in China, COVID business. Read Walahan, W-A-L-A-H-A-A-N, Walahan. He is the Satan, Shaitan, Lucifer's child that comes to trouble us when we perform wudu and ablution. Is my elbow wet or not? Is my ankle wet or not? Did I make proper, you understand, masa on the head? So all the waswasa, whisperings of shaitan, you waswisu fi sudurin nas, walahan does that, hadith in Tirmidhi. And in salat, you get confused, or your fuses get blown and your gasket get blown. You don't know which surah you read, you don't know which rakat you read, you hafiz. Ramadan now is 90 days away plus minus 95 days, whatever it is. So you must remember from now start reading the hadith in Sahih Muslim. The Satan, Shaitan's name, who blows our fuses and confuses us in Salat, Khinzab, K-H-I-N-Z-A-B. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-walahan wal-khinzab. You see that? So read that dua, Allah will protect us, inshallah, and you won't have all these negative thoughts. But remember that sajda is so all that, if you didn't read a surah after Fatiha, then that is only according to the Hanafi school. Shafi is Malik is Ambalish, your salat is valid. If you just read Surah Fatiha and your salat will be valid, no need for sajda. So that is Khulasatul Kalam, the summary of all this that we discussed.
Isab, is it permissible to give a non-Muslim furniture with the intention of sawab jariyah for one's deceased parents?
When we give now, just now a non-Muslim came here, so you must remember he wants something. So you take out 1 rand, 5 rand, 10 rand, whatever you want to give. You give biscuits or whatever. So now you say, Ya Allah, this is sadaqah I'm giving him. Tasaddaqu ala ahlil adyani kulliha. Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahimullah used to quote that many a time. You must remember that in his fatwa, in his works and his books and so forth and so on. When it comes to voluntary charity, give to all people of all religion, except the jutlas, the harbis, we can't give them. Harbis, people with whom we are at war with. We are at war with the Jews and the Israelis and so forth. You can't give them. Let them freak and die. We say, Alhamdulillah, good riddance. You see that? So we don't give them. They come and they die in front of us. We say, very good. You must remember that. So that will be our attitude with the jutlas. So other people come now, they're struggling and so forth. So you give them, so mashallah. So you tell them that take it. And then it's up to you, whatever intention you made. First hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Mishkat Sharif, Riyadhus Salihin, three giants, three different scholars, Bukhari Sharif, Amirul Mu'minin fil Hadith, Imam Muhammad bin Ismail al-Bukhari, and then you must remember Riyadhus Salihin, Allama Nawawi, and then you find Mishkat Sharif, Allama Khatib Tabrizi. So they all started and commenced their work in Namal A'am. Malu bin niyat, that your actions will be according to your intention. So you make intention for sadaqah jariyah and so forth. You gave them furniture, you gave them mattress, you gave them stove, you gave them fridge, you gave them microwave, whatever, all things that are permissible. So that's fine, you must remember that and you make intention. Although the recipient is a non-Muslim, there's no problem with that.
Is it permissible to celebrate your wedding anniversary by, you know, wishes and gifts and so on?
All these things, if you see, you must remember that are time related. This is a long lecture, I just summarize it for you. And for you ulama and students who know Arabic, go read the work of Allama Sheikh, you see. That Abdul Fattah Abu Hudda, Abdul Fattah Abu Hudda, Qimatu Zaman Indal Ulama, Qimatu Zaman Indal Ulama. How the true ulama, not people who are scholars for dollars and all that. We don't speak about them. I'm speaking of true ulama in the past, how they appreciated and valued time, you see. Quran Kareem teaches us chapter 103, right in the beginning. And what Allah says, Wala asri zamana, zamana hai. So that Allah is taking a qasam on zamana, on time. Time is one of the greatest teachers of humanity. So now I got married. With Allah's help, Allah's mercy. Good or bad? Alhamdulillah, very good. Then I came to Lanesha, 25 years now, end of December. Good or bad? Alhamdulillah, very good. Then I bought this car, I bought the cell phone, I bought this. Good or bad? Allah alone knows. Some good, some bad maybe, you see. So time is a great teacher, remember that. Therefore, human beings say, in hindsight, I should have done this, I should have done. But leave all that in Islam. You must accept what you did and you're responsible for what you did. So that's one. Then Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Ni'matan maghbunun fihima kathirun minan nas. Two bounties, majority of the people, they waste it and they squander it. As-siha, the health which Allah has given us. Well, farag, and there's leisure time, free time. Now holidays are going to start just now, 1-2 weeks time. So what you see? You see that people just kill time and waste time, you see. TV, phone, missing salat, talking nonsense, Friday night, Saturday night, who's going to read Fajr salat? You know? No, we make qaza, you see. How light they take it, you know. So you can lose your iman, you talk nonsense like that. You must remember that. So istighfaf, istighfaf means that you just take a law of Islam very lightly, you know. So I didn't say you lost your iman. I said there's fear, you can lose your iman. And that, so now Nabi alayhi salam said these two bounties, this health and this free time. Then Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu warda. First Quran Sharif, then Sunnah Mubarakah, then Sahaba. You see that? So then we come to Awliyaullah. So he, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, do you even know who is Abdullah ibn Mas'ud? He was a grand mufti of Sahaba. He was faqihu adil ummah. He was very short, you know. So he, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when the sun used to set, his face used to become somber and serious. Chehra Mubarak mein sanjeedagi paida hoti thi. You see that? In Urdu, there's a proper term to use, sanjidagi. It will become somber and serious. So his students ask, what's wrong, Ustadji? Ya Fadilatul Ustad, Ya Fadilatul Sheikh. Look at the answer. Kitna pyara jawab. He said, Naqasa fihi ajali. Naqasa fihi ajali. Wa lam yazid fihi amali. My lifespan is decreasing. Every day the sun sets, I'm going nearer to my death, nearer to my grave. وَلَمْ يَزِدْ فِيهِ عَمَلِي And my righteous deeds are not increasing. You see that? That's where me and you are. And one more, I give you Allama Nawawi. He only lived for, you must remember, 40, 45 years and so forth. Just go look at his works. What works he wrote. Shafi'i scholar. He would eat one meal a day. Never got married. I'm not saying he wasn't get married. The lesson I want to teach you is this. He, Allama Nawawi, and the Salaf Isali, the pious, used to say, Al-Waqtu indana aghla min al-zahabi wal-fidda. This time that Allah gave us is more valuable to us than gold and silver and all this material wealth which people want to give us and so forth. So these are the ulama, these are the giants. Why I told you that? Not the kuffar, the Zionists, the haramis. Everything, make money out of it. January come, make New Year. February come, make, you understand, Valentine. March, April come, make Easter. Then after that, make Father's Day. Then make Mother's Day. Then make Grandfather's Day. Then you will have December time, Christmas. Then you will have again the whole cycle. So they started birthday. What is birthday? Self-aggrandizement, that now I'm 18 years old, I'm 21 years old, that Baji is 70 years old, 80 years old, his one leg is already in the grave, the other one on a banana peel, and he's celebrating his birthday. So they say, Baji, yes, 70 candles for you, so now blow it. Baji can't even blow 10 candles and he died. You see that? So how many incidents were there? Now you married 10 years, 20 years. Say, no, it's our anniversary today. I must take my poppy. I must take my darling. I must take my sweetheart and all that. For now, for a gift. Why we married 10 years, 20 years, 40 years? So why you didn't take her yesterday? Why you didn't take her last week? So all these birthdays, all these anniversaries, all they got nothing to do with Islam. These are all foreign customs. Our deen of Islam is complete. Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa radhitu lakum al-islam deena. Allah Azza wa Jalla revealed that verse on the heart mubarak of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam on Maidan-e-Arafat on the 9th of Zulhijjah on a Friday, Ba'd al-Asr, after Asr time. And remember that the deen became complete in that way there as far as the laws go and so forth and so on. And therefore, Sahaba was so happy that this verse got revealed. Sayyidina Umar used to say, I know the place, I know the time, I know the circumstances, everything. Then hadith in Sahih Muslim, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Man ahdatha fi amrina hadha ma laysa minhu fawaraddun. You bring new things. Now birthday we must celebrate. Then anniversary we must celebrate. Then this fairy tale we must celebrate and all. So all these are additions, innovations indeed. And it is rejected and so forth. Go ask yourself, that who brought about all these things? The kuffar. And they laughing all the way to the bank. Here the new mall, before we go for a break, the new mall opened and it was raining, you see. So I told my wife, you see, I said, today there will be very few customers there and it's middle of the month. Come early, I will take you there. You see that? I must tell you, I was impressed with the checkers here, you know. That big aisles, broad aisles and smart stuff, you know. Everything working nicely. So I saw they got some specials there and they say you must have a card. So I asked the one guy, where you get this card? He said, go there in front. So I went there. I said, Papa, I also want this card. So he said, what's your ID? So I gave him. Everything came out automatically. I said, how come you got everything? He said, no, you got the card at ShopRite, so now ShopRite and Checkers, we work together. So I said, oh, Lungile, very good, so give me. So he gave me. So like that, you get extra specials. And they make us fools also. So remember, I was impressed, I'll be honest, you know, and decided, oh, and free parking and all these things. Yeah. So you don't have to wait now. I said, no, we'll wait for next week, next month, when it's our anniversary. For what you have to wait all that? It's all kufar business. Whenever the need arises, just go and buy and finish and clear. And tell her, oh, Poppy, oh, honey, take the money, take this, finish and clear. No, we must wait for the birthday. We must wait for anniversary. You see, that is all kufr ideology in our hearts and minds. That is where the problem comes. So remember that now people who start thinking it's permissible or it's sunnah, it's compulsory, then it becomes 100% bid'ah and not permissible. So that is what we want to teach the people.
We see Jazakallah Khairan to Mufti Saab already 1 hour into this afternoon's 2-hour Q&A program. After the break, once again, we continue.
This is Q&A. Send us your question on 084-786-3132.